Chapter 33 Madhurya Ras Sri Radha Swarup Five Types of Sakis and Messengers. One day, Vijay Kumar and Brajanath took bath in Indradumna Sarova, and upon returning to their residence, they honored prasad together. Brajanath then set off to have darshan of Sri Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, while Vijay Kumar came before the lotus feet of his Gurudev at Sri Radha Kant Mutt. When he saw that the time was appropriate, he posed some questions about Srimati Radhika. Prabhu, Sri Brishabhanu Nandini is our be-all and end-all and our very life's breath. I cannot express it. I do not know why my heart melts when I just hear the name of Sri Radhika. Although Sri Krishna is our only refuge, still I only like to taste the playful pastimes that he performs with Sri Radhika. My mind does not want to hear any Krishna katha that does not mention Srimati Radhika's name or discuss her pastimes. What can I say? Now I am not at all pleased to introduce myself as Vijay Kumar Bhattacharya. I am overjoyed to call myself Sri Radhika's Palyadasi. Another surprising thing is that I have no desire to speak Braj Leela Katha to those who are Krishna Bahirmukh, reluctant to serve Krishna. I want to get up and flee from any assembly where those who are not Rasik describe the glories of Sri Radha Krishna. Goswami, you are fortunate. As long as one does not have complete conviction of being a Braja Ramani, he is not qualified to enter into the descriptions of Sri Sri Radha Krishna's Leela Vilas. What to speak of those in male forms, even a Devi has no eligibility for Radha Krishna Katha. I have already discussed Krishna's beloved consorts with you. Radha and Chandravali are the foremost amongst them, and they both have millions of youths and fresh adolescent gopis. At the time of the Maharas, hundreds of millions of charming young gopis took part in the Rasamandal and expanded its beauty. Vijay. Prabhu, let Chandravali have her millions of youths, but please be merciful to me and tell me about Srimati Radhika's glories, so that my contaminated ears may be purified and filled with rasa. I have taken full shelter of you. Goswami. Aha, Vijay. Of Radha and Chandravali, Sri Radhaji is Mahabhav Swarup, the complete embodiment of the highest love, and she therefore excels Chandravali in all qualities and in all matters. Look, in the Tapani Shruti, she has been called Gandhava, and the Rig Parishistya, the supplement to the Rig Veda, there is a description of the immense brilliance of Madhava when he is with Radha. In the Padma Purana, Naraji has also said, just as Srimati Radhika is the most beloved of Krishna, similarly her kund is also equally dear to him. Of all the gopis, Sri Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. What an unprecedented and astonishing tattva this Radha tattva is. Among all the various shaktis of Bhagavan, the supermost Mahashakti is called Kladini. Radhika is Mahabhav Swarup, the embodiment of the condensed essence of that Kladini. Vijay, what an exceptional tattva. Now please describe Sri Radha Swarup. Goswami, in all respects, Srimati Radha is the most beautiful of all Sri Krishna's beloved consorts, Shushtu Kanta Swarup, and she is adorned with 16 Sringara decorations and 12 Abharana ornaments. Vijay, what is the meaning of Shushtu Kanta Swarup? Goswami, Sri Radha's Swarup is so beautiful that there is no necessity of decorative embellishments. Her unparalleled loveliness is expanded by her hair, which is a mass of elegant curls, by her lotus face, her large, restless eyes, and by her beautiful breasts. The extraordinary beauty of her swaroop is increased many times over by her slender waist, by her two exquisite shoulders that are slightly lowered, and by her flower-bud hands, which are embellished by the jewels of her fingernails. There is no comparison to her beauty in all the three worlds. Vijay. What are the 16 Sringaras?
Goswami.
Her 16 Sringaras are her bath, the radiance of the jewel decorating the tip of her nose, her blue garments, the belt about her waist, her braid, her earrings, the sandalwood paste smeared on her limbs, the arrangement of flowers in her hair, her garland, the lila kamala, play lotus, in her hand, and tambul in her mouth, the dot of kasturi on her chin, the kajal around her eyes, the pictures drawn in mrigamad, musk, on her rosy cheeks, the red lac on her feet, and the tilak on her forehead. Srimati Radhika is always beautified by these types of decoration. Vijay. What are the 12 abharanas, ornaments?
Goswami.
The 12 abharanas that decorate Sri Radha's limbs are the exceptionally brilliant jeweled tiara upon her head, her golden earrings, the golden bell upon her hips, the golden necklace, the vali and golden shalika on her ears, the bracelets on her wrists, the ornament on her neck, the rings on her fingers, her pearl necklace, her armlets, the jeweled ankle bells on her feet, and the rings on her toes.
Vijay.
Please show compassion to me by describing Sri Radha's prominent qualities.
Goswami.
Like Sri Krishna, Srimati Radha also has innumerable qualities, among which 25 are prominent. 1. She is sweet, madhurya, that is, she is incomparably beautiful in appearance. 2. She is an ever-fresh youth. 3. Her eyes are restless and inclined to give sidelong glances. 4. She has a radiant, gentle, and sweet smile. 5. She has beautiful lines indicating auspiciousness. 6. She maddens Krishna with the fragrance of her bodily limbs. 7. She is expert in the musical arts. 8. She speaks sweetly. 9. She is expert in making jokes. 10. She is very polite and modest. 11. She is merciful. 12. She is cunning. 13. She is expert in all duties. 14. She is shy. 15. She is always steadfast on the path of righteous conduct. 16. She is patient. 17. She is grave, so that it is very difficult to understand the import of her mind. 18. She is fond of enjoying pastimes. 19. She is acutely eager to manifest the supermost excellence of Mahabhav. 20. When the residents of Gokul see her, their hearts immediately overflow with prem. 21. Her fame pervades the entire universe. 22. She is the object of affection for her superiors, Guru Jana. 23. She is controlled by the intense love, pranaya, of her sakis. 24. She is prominent among all Krishna's sakis. 25. Keshava always remains submissive to her orders.
Vijay.
I want to know in detail about the elegant lines that indicate her immense good fortune.
Goswami.
According to the Varaha Samhita, Jyotish Shastra, Kashi Khand, and the Puranas, such as the Matsya Purana and Garuda Purana, these are the auspicious signs on her left foot. 1. There is a barleycorn at the base of her big toe. 2. Below that is a chakra. 3. Below the middle toe is a lotus flower. And 4. Below the lotus is a banner. And 5. A flag. 6.
There is a line curving up from the middle of the sole to the right side of the middle toe. 7. Below her little toe is an elephant goad. The signs on her right foot are as follows. 1. At the root of her big toe is a conch shell. 2. On her heel is a fish. And 3. Below her little toe is an altar. Above the fish are 4. A chariot. 5. A mountain. 6. An earring. 7. A club. And 8. The mark of a Shakti. On her left hand, 1. A long lifeline extends from the point where the index finger and the middle finger meet, to below the little finger. 2. Another line begins from below the long lifeline and extends to the place between the index finger and the thumb. 3. Below the thumb, a curved line extends from the wrist to the space between the thumb and index finger to meet with the middle line. 4-8. On the tip of her thumb and each of her fingers is a chakra, and 3 lines plus the 5 chakras makes 8 signs altogether. 9. Then, below the ring finger is an elephant. 10. Below the lifeline is a horse. 11. Below the middle line is a bull, and below the little finger are 12 an elephant goad, 13 a fan, 14 a shri tree, 15 a victory column, 16 an arrow, 17 a javelin, and 18 a garland. On the right hand, just as on the left, there are 3 lines beginning with the lifeline. In addition, there is a conch shell on the tip of her thumb and each of her fingers. That makes 8 signs altogether. 9. Below the index finger is a chamara, and 10. Below the little finger are an elephant goad, 11. A palace, 12. A dundubi drum, 13. A lightning bolt, 14. 2 carts, 15. An archer's bow, 16. A sword, and 17. A water pot. Since there are 7 signs on the left foot, 8 on the right, 18 on the left hand, and 17 on the right, altogether there are 50 auspicious signs indicating supreme fortune. Vijay, are these symptoms not possible in others? Goswami, these symptoms are present in the jivas to a very slight degree, and somewhat more in the devis, but they are all fully manifest in Sri Radhika. All of Sri Radhika's qualities are uprakat, transcendental, because these qualities are not present purely and completely in anybody in the mundane world, even in goddesses such as Gauri. Vijay, aho, Srimati Radhika's virtues are inconceivable. One can realize them only by her mercy. Goswami, how can I express her glories? What is there to compare with the beauty and qualities that perpetually bewilder even Krishna himself? Vijay, Prabhu, please describe Srimati Radhika's sakis. Goswami, Srimati Radhika's ute is the best of all. Every young gopi in that group is adorned with all transcendental virtues. They directly attract even Krishna with their qualities, playful glances and gestures. Vijay, how many types of sakis does Srimati Radhika have? Goswami, there are 5 types. 1. Sakhi. 2. Nitya Sakhi. 3. Pran Sakhi. 4. Priya Sakhi. And 5. Parama Preshta Sakhi. Vijay, who are the sakis? Goswami, the sakis include Kusumika, Vrinda, and Danishta. Vijay, who are the Nitya Sakhis? Goswami, Kasturi, Manimanjari, and others are Nitya Sakhis. Vijay, who are the Pran Sakhis? Goswami, the Pran Sakhis include Shashimukhi, Vasanti, and Lasika. They have attained forms and qualities similar to those of Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radhika. Vijay, Who are the Priyasakis? Goswami. Kurangshi, Sumadhya, Madanalasa, Kamala, Madhuri, Manjukshi, Kandarpa Sundari, Madhavi, Malati, Kamalata, Shashikala, and many others are Priyasakis. Vijay, who are the Parama Preshtasakis? Goswami, Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. These eight are Pradhana and Parama Preshtasakis. Their prema for Radha and Krishna is developed to the highest degree. They please Radha and Krishna by sometimes showing more love for Krishna and sometimes showing more love for Radha. Vijay, I have understood the meaning of Yut. Now please tell me about Gun. Goswami, in every Yut, there are several further divisions which are called Gun. For example, in the Yut of Srimati Radhika, the Sakis who follow Lalita are known as Lalita Gun. Vijay, the Paroda Bhav, Paramo Mood, of the Gopis of Braj is a very important characteristic. But in what circumstances does Paroda Bhav not indicate a desirable state? Goswami, in this mundane world, all femininity and masculinity is only a designation. According to the result of people's karma, activities, under the influence of illusion, one is now a woman and another a man. People in Maya have many petty and adharmic desires, so the rishis have forbidden a man to associate with any woman except the one to whom he is married according to the injunctions of Shastra. Poets and authors of mundane Alanka have also rejected the paramour mood in order to make others understand that this instruction of the rishis is compatible with Dharma. The rasa of the transcendental pastimes is nitya rasa, whereas the shringara rasa of males and females who are products of the material energy is merely its perverted reflection. The mundane display of shringara ras is extremely limited and subject to regulative principles, and that is why the paroda bhav of the insignificant mundane nayikas has been rejected. However, Sri Krishna is Sat-Chit-Ananda, so when he is the only Purush or Nayak, whatever meeting takes place with a paramour in order to nourish rasa is not subject to criticism. In this tattva, there is no place for conventional marriage, which is an extremely insignificant, illusory designation. The criticism of paramours is proper in worldly literature, but it cannot be applied to the young maidens of Gokula when Golok Bihari manifests his supreme Parakya Ras and Golok in this world. Vijay, please tell me what are the excellent characteristics that are exhibited by the young gopis of Gokul due to their Krishna prema. Goswami, the cowherd damsels of Gokula accept Krishna only to be Nanda Maharaj's son, since he appears to be that and nothing more. The bhavs and characteristics that arise from this conviction are not a subject matter for abhaktas, non-devotees, who are addicted to logic, and they are really understood even by bhaktas. Sri Nandanandan is not lacking in Aishwarya bhav, but it remains practically hidden because Madhurya is always in the ascendant. For example, when the gopis were afflicted with feelings of separation from Krishna, he played a joke by hiding his two-armed form from them and manifesting a four-armed form, but they did not pay any attention to it. Then, as soon as he came before Sri Radhaji, the four-armed form disappeared and his two-armed form became manifest again. This is the result of Sri Radha's extremely confidential Parakya Bhav. Vijay, I have become so fortunate by hearing this. Prabhu, now please describe the different types of Nayika. Goswami, There are three types of Nayikas, namely Swakya, Parakya, and Samanya. I have already described the transcendental rasa of the Swakya and Parakya Nayikas, and now I will explain about the Samanya Nayika. Pundits of mundane Alanka rhetoric have ascertained that Samanya Nayikas are prostitutes. They are simply avaricious. They do not hate the Nayak who has no good qualities, and they do not really love the virtuous Nayak. They only love money. Consequently, their Sringara Ras is not actually Sringara Ras, but only a semblance. Nonetheless, the maidservant Kupcha of Mathura is included in the category of Parakya as a Samanya Nayika because of some qualification in her bhav, even though her relationship with Krishna lacks Sringara Ras. Vijay. What is her qualification in bhav? Goswami. Kupcha never had rati for anyone as long as she was deformed, but when she saw Krishna's beauty, the desire arose in her heart to anoint Krishna's limbs with sandal paste in the mood of a beloved. For this reason, she can be called Parakya. However, her rati is inferior to that of the Mahishis, because unlike the queens of Dwarka, she showed little desire to make Krishna happy. She tugged at Krishna's upper garment and fervently beseeched him to enjoy with her. But because of self-interest, or because the desire for her own pleasure was mixed with the bhav of a beloved, her rati is considered sadarani, ordinary. Vijay. In Chidras, there is a distinction between Swakya and Parakya Nayikas. If there are any more distinct categories within these two, then please be merciful and describe them. Goswami. In the spiritual rasa, both kinds of Nayik, namely Swakya and Parakya, have three divisions, Mugdha, Madhya, and Pragalbdha. Vijay. Prabhu, just now by your mercy, Chid Ras entered for a moment within my heart, and you appeared to me as a Brajagopi. I have no idea what became of my illusory Purushbhav, male mood. Now I am becoming increasingly eager to know about the various bhavs of the Nayikas. Although I have attained Ramani bhav, I do not know the appropriate activities of the Ramanis. Thus, remembering your transcendental form, I am inquiring at your lotus feet about the process of rendering Krishna seva. Now please tell me, who is the Mugdha Nayika, the innocent heroine? Goswami. These are the symptoms of the bewildered and innocent Nayika, who has newly discovered her youthfulness, Navayovana. She desires union with Krishna, Kamini, but in loving affairs she acts in a contrary way. Her friends control her. Although she is extremely shy in the intimate activities of sensual love, still she tries her best to arrange for sambhog with her lover in a covered way, hiding from the view of others. When the Nayak commits an offence, she gazes at him with tearful eyes and neither responds with endearing words nor rebukes him. She does not even show jealous anger. Vijay. What are the characteristics of the Madhya Nayika? Goswami. These are the symptoms of the Madhya. Her impulse for passionate love is very strong, but she is also shy. She is a fresh, budding youth, Navayovana, and in her there is a touch of arrogance. She experiences erotic union with Krishna until she becomes bewildered and faints. When she is in Man, she is sometimes soft and sometimes harsh. There are three categories of Madhya Nayika, according to their behavior when Man arises: Dira, Adira, and Dira Dira. The Nayika, who jokingly speaks crooked words with her beloved after he has offended her, is called Dira Madhya. The Nayika, who furiously rebukes her Priyavallabh with harsh words is called Adhira Madhya, and the Nayika who tearfully uses crooked words against her Priya Balab is called Dhira Adhira Madhya. The supreme excellence of all Ras is evident only in the Madhya Nayika, because of the mixture of the Mugdha and Pragalbha in her nature. Vijay, kindly describe the symptoms and nature of the Pragalbha, impudent Nayika. Goswami, the Pragalbha Nayika is a full-blown youth, Purna Yovana. She is blinded by pride and extremely eager for sensual love. She is expert in fully expressing a variety of bhavs, and she is qualified to overwhelm her lover with prem ras. Her words and deeds are extremely profound, gambhira, and mature, and when her man is aroused, her behavior is very harsh. Pragalbha Nayikas display three types of behavior at the time of man: dhira, adhira, and dhiradhira. The dhira Pragalbha either becomes apathetic in amorous pastimes, or else she treats her beloved with extreme respect outwardly, while hiding her real bhavs. The adhira Pragalbha becomes harsh, threatens and scolds her lover, and punishes him with loud abuse. The dhira adhira Pragalbha has virtues like those of the dhira adhira Madhya Nayika. Madhya and Pragalbha Nayikas are both divided into two further categories, namely Jyeshta, Senior, and Kanishta, Junior. Thus, there are Jyeshta Madhya and Kanishta Madhya, Jyeshta Pragalbha and Kanishta Pragalbha. The distinction between Jyeshta and Kanishta depends entirely on the degree of the Nayika's pranaya for her lover. Vijay, Prabhu, how many types of Nayik are there altogether? Goswami, there are 15 types of Nayika. There is only one type of Kanya, unmarried Nayika, because they are only Mugdha. The other Nayikas are classified as Mugdha, Madhya, and Pragalbha, and of these, the Madhya and Pragalbha are both subdivided into three further categories: Dhira, Adhira, and Dhiradhira. This means that there are 7 types of Swakya Nayika, and also 7 types of Parakya Nayika. So altogether, they are 7 plus 7 plus 1 equals 15 types of Nayika. Vijay, how many Avashtas, conditions or situations, do the Nayikas have? Goswami, there are 8 Avashtas: Abhisarika, trysting; Vasaka Saja, prepared and perfumed; Utkantita, impatiently hankering; Kandita, jealous; Vipralabdha, disappointed; Kalahantarita, anguished due to separation by quarrel; Proshita Bhartika, separation from the beloved; Swadina Bhartika, controls her lover. These 8 conditions occur in the 15 types of Nayika that I've already mentioned. Vijay, who is Abhisarika? Goswami, the Abhisarika arranges a tryst, Abhisar, with her lover at an appointed place and goes there to rendezvous with him. The Dochishna Abhisarika goes for Abhisar dressed in white garments during the bright fortnight of the moon, Sukla Paksh, and the Tamobhisarika dresses herself in black clothes during Krishna Paksha, the dark fortnight. At the time of going for Abhisara, she is absolutely silent and gorgeously decorated from head to toe, as if out of shyness. She contracts her bodily limbs, and she is accompanied by one affectionate Sakhi. Vijay, please tell me about the Vasaka Saja Nayika. Goswami, the Vasaka Saja Nayika ornaments and perfumes her body and prepares and decorates the place of meeting in eager anticipation of her lover's arrival, determined to engage in Smarakrida, the games of Kamadev. hoping that her lover will come. When he gets the opportunity, she gazes down the path along which her lover will approach, glorifies her lover, and hears his lila guitar in the company of her sakis, and at every moment eagerly waits for a messenger to bring news of her lover. All these are the activities of the Vasika Sajar. Vijay, please describe the Utkantita. Goswami, when the Nayak is late for the rendezvous, through no fault of his own, the restless Nayika, who becomes excessively impatient and eager to meet her lover, is called Utkantita. Her heart burns in agony. Her body trembles. She speculates as to why her lover has not come. She loses all desire to do anything, and she describes her own sorry plight, shedding tears of lamentation. These are the activities of the Utkantita Nayika. The condition of the Vasika Sajar also ultimately transforms into that of Utkantita. When the Vasika Sajar has been waiting since the arranged time for her Kanta's arrival and sees that he has not yet come, she changes her mind and thinks, perhaps he could not come because of the influence of another Nayika. Bereft of the company of her most beloved Kanta, she grows excessively eager and restless. She is then called Utkantita Nayika. Vijay, who is the Kandita Nayika? Goswami, the Kandita Nayika is one whose Nayak finally appears long after the appointed time for meeting, during the last prahara, 3 hours of the night, bearing the signs of amorous pastimes with another Nayika. At that time, the Kandita Nayika takes very long, drawn-out breaths due to anger and does not speak a word to her beloved. Vijay, who is called Vipralabdha? Goswami, sometimes, by the will of providence, the Nayak is unable to come for one reason or another, even after fixing the time and place of the tryst by a signal or hint. The Nayika, who is severely afflicted by pangs of separation from her beloved at that time, is called Vipralabdha. She shows many different types of behavior, such as decrying her own worthlessness, becoming anxious, lamenting, weeping bitterly, sighing deeply, and fainting. Vijay, what are the symptoms of Kalahantarita? Goswami, the Kalahantarita Nayika severely reprimands her Pranbalav and then spurns him, even after he falls at her feet before all her friends. She is called Kalahantarita because of her activities and emotions, such as delirious, incoherent speech, anguish, debility of body and mind, and taking long, drawn-out breaths. Vijay, who is called Prosita Bhartika? Goswami, the Prosita Bhartika Nayika's lover has gone to a distant land. She has many activities, including melancholy, inertia, anxiety, and not sleeping, dressing or bathing herself. Vijay, who is Svadina Bhartika? Goswami, the Nayika whose Priyatama is submissive to her and who always stays with her is called Svadina Bhartika. She has many activities, such as enjoying pastimes with him in the forest, playing in the water with him, and picking flowers. Vijay, so the condition of Svadina Bhartika must be the source of immense joy. Goswami, the Svadina Bhartika Nayika, whose beloved cannot leave her for even a moment because of being controlled by her prema, is called Madhavi. Among the 8 types of Nayika, 3, the Svadina Bhartika, Vasika Sajar, and Abhisarika, are cheerful at heart and adorned with ornaments and other decorations. The remaining 5 Nayikas, namely Kandita, Vipralabdha, Utkantita, Prosita Bhartika, and Kalahantarita, do not have any ornaments and finery. Their hearts are afflicted with anxiety, and they lament bitterly, resting their left cheek on their left hand. Vijay, how can such suffering exist in Krishna Prem? What is the meaning of this affliction?
Goswami, since Krishna Prem is Chinmoy, transcendental, this apparent suffering is also only another astonishing variety of Paramananda. The affliction experienced in the material world is actually a source of acute distress, whereas in the Chit Jagat it is simply a transformation of ecstatic Anand. When one tastes this suffering, it gives rise to the immense happiness of Chinmoy Ras. However, this cannot be expressed by words. Vijay, what are the degrees of prema that these Nayikas possess?
Goswami, the Nayikas have been divided into three categories, Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishta, according to their degree of prema for Vrajendranandan. Krishna feels bhav for any particular Nayika to the degree that that Nayika feels bhav for him.
Vijay, what are the symptoms of Uttam?
Goswami, the Uttam Nayika can abandon all her dharmas as if they were an insignificant piece of straw for the sake of giving her beloved just a moment's happiness. Even if the Nayak makes this type of Nayika unhappy, she does not become jealous, and her heart is torn asunder if anyone tells her that her beloved is unhappy, even if it is not true.
Vijay, please describe the symptoms of the Madhyama.
Goswami, her heart simply becomes dejected when she hears about the unhappiness of her beloved.
Vijay, what are the symptoms of the Kanishta?
Goswami, the Kanishta Nayika is fearful of obstacles, such as the shame arising from public opinion, that might prevent her from meeting Krishna.
Vijay, how many types of Nayika are there altogether?
Goswami, although there are 360 types of Nayika, first there are the 15 types that I have mentioned, and these 15 types have been further divided into 8 types. So 15 times 8 equals 120, and each of these is again classified as Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam. So 120 times 3 equals 360 types of Nayika.
Vijay, now that I have heard an account of the Nayikas, I have become eager to know about the mutual distinctions between the Yukteswaris. Please be causelessly merciful and explain this to me.
Goswami, Yukteswaris are divided into Swapaksh, Vipaksh, and Tatashta. After that, there are three more divisions, according to the degree of Sobhagya, good fortune, Adhika, great, Samar, moderate, and Lagvi, light. These are again divided into three further categories, Prakara, harsh, Madhya, moderate, and Mridvi, soft. The Nayika, who boldly expresses her sorrow and anger in words, is called Prakara. The Mridvi Nayika speaks sweetly, and the nature of the Madhya Nayika is situated between these two. The Adhika Nayikas are divided into two sections, namely Atyantiki, extreme, and Apekshiki, comparative. One who has no superior and no equal is called Atyantika Adhika. This applies only to Srimati Radha. She is Madhya, and she has no equal in Braj.
Vijay, who are the Apekshika Adhikas?
Goswami, Apekshika Adhika Nayikas are Yukteswaris who are superior to one or several other Yukteswaris.
Vijay, who are Atyantika Lagu?
Goswami, Atyantiki Lagu is the Nayika to whom all other Nayikas are superior. All Nayikas are Lagu compared to Atyantiki Adhika. Except for the Atyantiki Lagu, all Yukteswaris are Adhika. Thus, there is no question of the Atyantiki Adhika Yukteswari being equal or inferior to anyone else. And similarly, there is no question of the Atyantiki Lagu being superior to anyone else. There is only one type of Samar Lagu. the Madhya Yukteswari is of 9 types, arising from the categories of Adhika, Prakara, and so on. Therefore, there are 12 divisions among the Yukteswaris. 1. Aktyantiki Adhika. 2. Sama Lagu. 3. Adhika Madhya. 4. Sama Madhya. 5. Lagu Madhya. 6. Adhika Prakara. 7. Sama Prakara. 8. Lagu Prakara. 9. Adhika Mridvi. 10. Sama Mridvi. 11. Lagu Mridvi. And 12. Atyantiki Lagu. Vijay. Now I would like to know about the different types of dutis, messengers. Goswami. The Nayakas who are afflicted with an intense hankering to meet with Krishna require the help of messengers, dutis, who are of 2 kinds, swayam duty and apta duty. Vijay. What is the nature of the swayam duty? Goswami. When the Nayaka is bewildered by anurag, deep attachment, her excessive eagerness sometimes vanquishes her shyness, so that she becomes shameless and personally expresses her bhav to her Nayak. This is called swayam duti. The expression can be of 3 kinds: with the body, kayika abhiyog; with words, vachika abhiyog; and with eyes, chakshush abhiyog. Vijay. What is vachika abhiyog? Goswami. Vachika abhiyog is only a hint or suggestion. Vyanga. There are 2 types of suggestion. The suggestion through intonation, shabda vyanga, and the suggestion in the meaning, artha vyanga. Sometimes the suggestion is made by referring to Krishna, and sometimes by referring to something nearby. Vijay. What are the suggestions of which Krishna is the subject? Goswami. There are 2 types of suggestions of which Krishna is the subject: sakshat, direct, and vyapadesh, by deceit. Vijay. What is the direct suggestion? Goswami. Direct suggestions are categorized as garva, proud statement, akshepa, accusation, and yancha, direct begging. There are many kinds. Vijay. What is a suggestion expressed through an accusation, akshepa? Goswami. One type of suggestion expressed through an accusation is based on the sound of the words, and another on the meaning. There is no necessity of giving examples to illustrate this, because you are conversant with Alanka, rhetoric. Vijay. What is a suggestion expressed by begging, yancha? Goswami. The suggestions expressed as begging are divided into 2 types, swartha and paratha. Swartha yancha means to express only one's own request, and paratha yancha means that one's request is expressed by someone else. Within these 2 categories, there are distinct suggestions, either through intonation, shabda vyanga, or through meaning, artha vyanga. When the bhav is mixed in with the words, it is known as an indication, sanketika yancha. Vijay. I have understood the sakshat vyanga in those direct abhiyog statements. In the speech of the Nayakas to Krishna, there are suggestions in intonation, shabda vyanga, and suggestions in meaning, artha vyanga. Their use is seen in drama and other theatrical performances, and poets have manifested them through their oratory genius. Now kindly explain the meaning of vyapadesh. Goswami. The word vyapadesh is a technical term derived from the word apadesh in Alanka Shastra. Vyapadesh means by deceit, that is, one expresses a confidential meaning on the pretext of saying something else. The purport is that one speaks to Krishna in such a way that the obvious meaning can conveys one idea, but there is a hidden entreaty to render some service. This method of communication is called Vyapadesh, and it performs the work of a duty. Vijay, so Vyapadesh is a kind of deceptive statement whose secret meaning expresses the sense of begging for loving service. Now kindly continue. Goswami, there is a type of expression called Purush Vishaya Gata Vyog. This occurs when one thinks Krishna is present, and although he is hearing, he is not really hearing, and begins to converse with a nearby animal or bird. This is also divided into two types, the suggestion arising from the sound of the words, and the suggestion arising from the meaning of the words. Vijay, I have understood this by your mercy. Now please tell me what the bodily suggestions are. Goswami, bodily abhiyog is performing activities in Krishna's presence, such as snapping one's fingers, standing up suddenly on some pretext, covering one's limbs out of fear and shyness, writing on the ground with one's toe, scratching one's ear, applying tilak, dressing oneself, gesturing with one's eyebrows, embracing one's sakhi, scolding one's gopi friend, biting one's lips, stringing a necklace, making a sound with one's ornaments, exposing one's armpit, writing Krishna's name, and twining creepers around a tree. Vijay, please tell me about suggestions with the eyes, Chakshush Abhiyog. Goswami, laughing with the eyes, half closing the eyes, making dancing movements with the eyes, ogling, squinting, looking with the left eye, and sidelong glancing. These are all suggestions with the eyes. Vijay, I have understood Swayam Duti. You have just given a hint to convey some idea about these messengers, and I have understood that there are innumerable varieties. Now please tell me about Apta Duti. Goswami, these duties never commit a breach of confidence or disclose the secrets to which they are privy, even if their life heirs are about to depart. They are affectionate and extremely cunning in the art of conversation. Only those youthful gopis who are endowed with all virtues are the duties of the Rajasundaris. Vijay, how many types of apta duti are there? Goswami, there are three types, Amitartha, Nishristartha, and Patrahari. Amitartha is a duti who understands certain hints or signals and then arranges for the Nayak and Nayika to meet. Nishristartha is a sakhi who causes the meeting of the lover and beloved by employing persuasive arguments and reasoning. And the Patrahari is one who only delivers a message. Vijay, are there any other kinds of apta duti? Goswami, Silpakarani, artists, Daivagyan, astrologers, Lingini, ascetics, Paricharika, maidservants, Datrei, nurses, Vanadevi, goddesses of the forest, and Sakis are all included in the category of duties. Silpakarani uses their artistic paintings to induce the lovers to meet. The Daivagyan duties arrange meetings by explaining their astrological predictions. Lingini duties, for example, Purnamasi, wear the garments of Tapasvinis, female ascetics. Several Sakis, including Lavanga Manjari and Banumati, are Paricharika duties. Srimati Radhika's nursemaids are Datrei duties. The Vana Devis are presiding deities of the forest of Vrindavan, Adishtatri Devis. The Sakis mentioned previously are also duties, and they perform their function by expressing their messages openly or by indirect hints and suggestions. To do this, they employ all kinds of devices such as Vyapadesh, deceit, Shabdamula, tone of words, Artamula, direct word meaning, prashamsa, praise, anakshepa, allegations.